Hey, how are you doing today, Mr. Favorite Employee? You seem a little out of it. Is there any reason in particular? Not really, huh? Then why did you yawn just now? You just stretched. Maybe with your mouth. You're such a bad liar, cutie. Aw, that's so cute. Did I embarrass my shy little worker? Baby, you're trying to hide your face. You're so fun to tease. First of all, you are. Second, is there or is there not a reason why you're so tired? Well, how much sleep do you get? What? 3 hours? Oh, I see now. Your girlfriend sleeps with you. That's why you don't get much sleep. Aw, look at that face. So red. And those embarrassed whimpers. No need to be so tense, sweetie. Here. Let me massage your shoulders. Oh my, you really are tense. Does that feel good, baby? Good boy. Just relax and let your kind boss take care of you. That's it. Only your girlfriend can call you that. Baby. I can call you whatever I want. And about that sleep schedule, mister. I can't really do anything about it. The higher-ups in the company want the project so that they can see all of our stats and how we're doing market and money-wise. I don't think so, sweetie. I have you doing them because, frankly, you're one of the best, if not the best, employee we've got here. You're certainly the smartest. I wouldn't have you doing all the extra work besides the projects if I didn't think you could handle it. Although, the board has noticed that you sign your work with just your name, which impressed them a lot since the projects were so good and well put together. Which in turn makes me look good. So thank you. Aw. All it took to make you blush was a kiss on the cheek. Here. I have an idea. Let's go to my office. And I'll give you a reward. Ugh. It's just a massage. Come on. Finally, alone at last. Now, let me just get out my massage table. Here we go. You surprised that I have this? I actually used to be a masseuse before I got the job here as regional manager of our beloved company. Which you so masterfully do project reports on every week. Now, strip. I said, be a good boy and strip for me. How else am I going to massage you? Yes, the underwear too. Ugh, fine. I'll turn around. Are you done yet, sweetie? Great. Now hop on the table. Yes and no. It looks the same as any ordinary one, but I added a few things myself. Oh, you'll find out in no time, baby. Now, hop on. There we go. Just relax. You need it after nearly so many sleepless nights. Does that feel good, baby? You like how my hands are effortlessly gliding over your shoulders? Ooh, I love the way you shiver when I lightly drag my fingers down the back of your neck. I bet you're enjoying yourself to the fullest right about now, with my hands running up and down the sides of your body, slowly going down to your more intimate parts. I love the little noises and shivers you make for me, especially when I ever so gently caress your cute little butt. It's just so smackable and jiggly. All right, turn over now. It's time for the front part. Remove those hands, little boy. I don't see her here, do you? No? Well then, move your hands now. That's a good boy. Oh, look at that perfect cock. Nothing. I was just getting ready to massage you again, that's all. Do you like how my hands feel on your front better than on your back, baby? I think you do. Especially when I run my fingers over those sensitive nipples of yours. Oh, you look so flushed and relaxed at the same time. It's really cute. Just focus on my hands, gliding up and down your body, not letting any inch of you go untouched. That's right. Just close your eyes and relax while I just... Oh, shh, shh, shh. Don't struggle, baby. Just let me strap you in. Stop moving your legs. It's no use. I'm much bigger and stronger than you, so just give up. Just let this happen. Finally, all to myself. I'm glad I relaxed you so much, or I might not have gotten your arms strapped down first. I'm glad you didn't see the straps on the side of the table since they were rolled up. And now, you're strapped down on the massage table, completely at my mercy. Oh, don't struggle, baby. It's no use. You're strapped down tight, and there's no getting out of it. Oh, I'm going to do a lot of things to you. Or more specifically, to what's between your legs. Oh, baby, you look so scared. Don't worry, baby. I won't hurt you. Too much. Now, I'm just gonna push the table up to my desk so I can lay on it and whisper in your ears what I'm going to do to you. There we go. Now, it's finally time to take what I want from you. You've always teased me with how shy you are around bigger, more busty women like myself, which is not very hard to do, considering you're the only male employee in the entirety of the company, which is made up of big women with glorious bodies. Not quite like mine, but a level under. We hired you when we came to your college and saw potential in you. Not to mention how adorable everyone thought you were. It's hard to believe you've been teasing me for 1, almost 2 years now, but I can't take any more, and I'm getting that come from you right now. There we go. Nice and close. And I've wanted to hear those moans for so long. Don't bother trying to call for help either. All the other girls left earlier today, since I gave them the rest of the day off, on account of it being Friday. So you're all mine. Aw, don't cry, baby. As long as you do as I say, it'll be fine. Although, you do look extra delicious when you cry. In fact, I might have a taste of you myself. You taste fantastic, baby. That's it. Just keep whimpering as I stroke this fantastic cock of yours. Oh, I feel you twitching. Are you about to come? Well, too bad. You jerked so hard. But you'll come when I tell you to. I've waited too long for this, and it's going to play out how I like it. Baby, you're shaking so much. I hope that this isn't too much for you. I'd hate to break you. Okay. I think you've had enough for right now. I'm going to stroke you faster, and you're going to come for me. Understood? Good. Now, come for me. Come for mistress. Oh, there's so much milk. Good boy. Good. Boy. Oh, those moans were so hot, baby. You did so well. But I'm not done with you yet. I still need to milk you once more. After that, you're free to go home to your beloved girlfriend, who can only see you naked. She should learn to share. Maybe you could ask her to do a three-way. Well, we'll see about that sooner or later, sweetie. But now it's time for your second milking. This one's going to be fast, as it's getting late. So get ready, baby. How dare you call her name? I'm the one giving you pleasure here. You should be yelling my name. I'll make you feel so good, you'll forget your girlfriend and her name entirely. That's it, baby. Moan for me. Squirm for me. Shake for me. Oh, you're such a good boy, obeying every command. Not that you have much of a choice. Alright, it's time, baby. I'm going to count you down from 5. Once I hit 0, you're going to come. Alright? Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, almost there, baby. 1. You're so close. Here it comes. 0. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Oh, you did so good for me, baby. Oh, you're shaking. And tears are streaming down your face. Oh, shh. Shh. There, there. It's all over. I'm taking the restraints off now. You can just rest here for a while. I'll help you get dressed. When you're ready to leave, I hope you can forgive me for everything that happened tonight. Just know that I really do care for you and love you. Here, I'll help you stand up and get dressed. There we go. Oh, you're still shaking. I hope I didn't scare you too bad, baby. Here, I'll walk you to your car. There we go. Just out to the main doors now. And we're at your car. Have a great night, sweetie, and sleep well.